Former Mike Pence aide stars in Joe Biden ad claiming Donald Trump called supporters disgusting. By Charlie Spiring on September 17, 2020. Olivia Troy, a former aide for Vice President Mike Pence, endorsed Joe Biden on Thursday, starring in a political ad accusing the president of calling his supporters disgusting. "He made a statement once. It was very striking. I never forgot it," the president said. "Maybe this COVID thing is a good thing. I don't like shaking hands with people. I won't have to shake hands with these disgusting people." Troy served as a Homeland Security advisor to Mike Pence and left the administration in July before popping up Thursday to appear in an ad produced by Republican voters against Trump, a group of former administration officials who were either fired or quit the Trump administration. The White House dismissed Troy as a disgruntled detailee and said that her assertions in the ad have no basis in reality. Outside of generally watching the White House Coronavirus Task Force from the overflow staff room, this disgruntled former detailee was never in private meetings with the president, and her assertions have no basis in reality and are flat-out inaccurate, White House Deputy Press Secretary Jud Deere said in a statement to Breitbart News. Troy claimed that President Trump only cared about getting re-elected when the coronavirus pandemic struck. "We knew that there were going to be increasing cases. We knew that people were going to die," she said in the ad. But the president didn't want to hear that, because his biggest concern was that we were in an election year. And how was this going to affect what he considered to be his record of success? Troy said she was proud of her role serving the administration, but said she could not look herself in the mirror and doubted that she was even making a difference in the administration. "It was awful, it was terrifying," she said. Troy described herself as a lifelong Republican who felt it vital to speak out against Trump. "I am a McCain Republican, I am a Bush Republican," she concluded. "And I am voting for Joe Biden because I truly believe that we are, in, a time of constitutional crisis."